From Tidbits on May 3rd, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbit staff. Fetch 5.6. Fetch Softworks has updated the file transfer client Fetch to version 5.6. New in 5.6 is automatic resumption of stalled or failed downloads, coupled with a number of other tweaks that improves Fetch's capability to resume downloads. Other changes include improved scrolling performance in large folders, additional detail in the Fetch transcript, better encoding handling when editing files with BBEditor Text Wrangler, and a number of bug fixes described in the full release notes. TypeIt For Me 5.0. Those who type a lot, take notice. Ettore Software has released a significant update to the long-standing text expansion utility TypeIt For Me. Version 5.0 trades its system preferences pane for a standalone application that opens the edit clippings and preferences windows more quickly. The latest version is also fully 64-bit compatible, enables users to resize the edit clippings window, and increases text expansion responsiveness. Also, an option has been added that enables a period to require a second trigger before expanding, and automatic updating via Sparkle has been added. TypeIt For Me 5.0 requires macOS 10 10.5 or later. iStat Menus 3.0.1. Bjango Software has released the latest version of its comprehensive macOS 10 monitoring utility, iStat Menus, which puts user-selected meters in the menu bar. Version 3.0.1, well, just a minor bug fix update, comes hard on the heels of the larger 3.0 update that moves the preferences into a standalone app. Previously, they were contained within a preference pane. It also makes installation easier via drag and drop, adds fan speed controls, displays the Mac's public IP address, adds battery monitoring, and adds flashing time separators. Also, CPU usage has been reduced, smart drive temperature monitoring has been improved, localizations for 7 languages have been added, and a number of crashing bugs have been fixed. A full list of changes is available on Bjango's website. With version 3.0, iStat Menus also moves from being free to commercial. Transmit 4.0. Panic Inc. has released Transmit 4, a major update to its popular FTP, SFTP, Amazon S3, and WebDAV client, with over 45 new features. Transmit 4's interface has been completely redesigned, featuring a more Mac-like feel, tearaway tabs, simultaneous progress bars for the current and overall status, thumbnail views for images, label capabilities, and support for quick look and cover flow. The update makes syncing easier with a new step-by-step sync assistant, adds a new places feature that enables users to access their most used folders quickly, adds multi-touch navigation support, and overhauls the program's AppleScript support. Additionally, file skipping is no longer restricted to syncing, options under advanced server preferences have been expanded, and a new send SSH command has been added. Transmit 4 also sees dramatic performance enhancements, including upload speeds that are reportedly up to 25 times faster and download speeds up to 18 times faster. A full list of changes is available from Transmit's webpage by clicking the See All New Features button under the Features section. iTunes 9.1.1 reportedly improves overall stability and performance while addressing a number of unspecified stability and usability issues regarding VoiceOver and Genius Mixes. The update also fixes the problem related to syncing while simultaneously converting songs to the 128 kilobits per second AAC format. Apple appears to have done some additional quiet releases, so if you're having any trouble with iTunes 9.1.1, download a fresh copy and reinstall to make sure you have the latest version. PDF Pen 4.6.2 and PDF Pen Pro 4.6.2. Smile on My Mac has released minor maintenance updates to its PDF editing utilities PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro. The updates mainly address a problem with the correct text tool that could cause it to erase more text than it should. Other unspecified improvements and fixes have also been included. Digital Camera Raw Compatibility Update 3.2. Apple has released its latest Digital Camera Raw compatibility update, which extends Aperture 3 and iPhoto 09 support for a handful of cameras. Newly supported cameras and file formats include the Canon EOS Rebel T2i, 550D KISS X4, the Leica S2, the Olympus E450, the Olympus E600, the Olympus E2620, the Sony Alpha DSLR A230, the Sony Alpha DSLR A330, the Sony Alpha DSLR A380, and the Sony Alpha DSLR A450. This version also addresses unspecified issues with raw image processing for the Canon EOS 30D, the Pentax KX, and the Pentax K7. The update is available via software update and the Apple Support Downloads page. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.